The minigur to read all seven aliyahs, finish the parsha, read kaddish, and afterwards, the master reads over what the seventh person read. This is a minute, because when he gets in, the master could be the seventh person. In certain circumstances, we rely on that, but like we said, the minigur always is, right, you finish the entire parsha, kaddish, and then the master reads over what's read before. The Ramah says, and Yom Tov also, we have the five aliyahs and Kaddish, and then afterwards the Maftir reads whatever he reads. Aliyah doesn't read the same thing, read something new, but they don't count it as one of the five. In a weekday, which you're not allowed to add more than three, so if you have a Maftir, right, by a Tainis, the one who gets Shlishi, he does the Maftir, because we said Mikir is in, the Maftir can't be one of the three, five, seven, three. Say that you take a two Sefer Torah or three. I can have a Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Hanukkah, three Sefer Torahs. A Maftir Kerev Achareina. The last Aliyah is the Maftir. And basically, you finish up the seven Kruim with regular Kriya plus the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. The Kotzin Yopal Ikur Tepashas Amosofin, Ori Rav Pashas, Shor Moishifin Ba'adam. So it's like a Kotzin could get the Maftir and a third. You could also do that on Yom Tov, or on the Arba Parshiyos, Chei Noigim, the Ramah says that's a Midig. The Shabura says that the Midig is not to call a Kotan to get the Aliyah for Shabbat Zohar. Even though he's not reading, somebody else is going to read to be Moshe the Tzvi, but also, even so they don't give a Kotan to Aliyah. And the same thing with Parshiyos Parah, where in the Alachmik, so the Shea Kiyu the Egev, that brings Shubas Perach Shoshan, the Kotan should not read any of the four Parshiyos. That's another level of chumrah. And see, there are more. Proudly, she is chokin. Those that disagree, and they say that Tafan Shabbos, the cotton reads the master, since you're reading anyway what was read before. But when you have a different kriya from after, then they don't call the ktan. But the minigus, they call ktan even on these other days. Continue, there are more. Volume of kaddish, koyim shorva, a master. This is a repetition of what we saw in the mechaber, that you always read kaddish before the master. The place for the master is always after Kaddish. You know, the multiple Sefer Torah have to be read. So you read the first two, and then Kaddish, and then master. Also, if there are extra aliyahs, those aliyahs are from the first Sefer Torah. And once you finish the parsha, then they say Kaddish, and afterwards master. To say, in Loi Nimsa, Mishu Vel Hasa, Ela, Echa, the Eisen Shalom, the Likwish, but Toya, if there's nobody who knows how to read the Maftir, only one of those already got an Aliyah. Farm Ashleo, Tiva Kaddish, Afa Kriyas, Afarash, Ashleo Tiva, said Kaddish. Was there Eisen Hafta, and one of those that got already wants to be Maftir, so allows the Likwish, Tiva, Afa Kriyas, Kilo, so, even though I got Aliyah before, or even the one that got the last Aliyah wants to be the one that's going to read the master, right? He still has to make a profit before and afterwards. Mr. Brun says, so the circumstance is better that somebody else should get the master, not the one who gets feet. Ramah says, I'm going to Kaddish. If they didn't say Kaddish in any way, the same person who got the Aliyah before wants to be the one who's getting master, then it's better that Yasa Mish Olav Ashvi, Mirdeya, the one who got Shvi, he should get the Toya. In other words, in such circumstances that you can have the same person getting this Aliyah one after another, it's better just get Shvi, and then he says Aftoya. And he says, we don't do what we call today Maftir. Mishachem Shiyodim Haftir, but you have to be Shalakva. If somebody, right, or if it knows how to do Maftir, so you shouldn't call somebody who got the Aliyah before him.